if you ask me personally, as a citizen of this country, I don't like the Republican Party, of course, and I don't think it's a sane and good particle of our democratic system. On the other hand, I think there should be, in a way, tolerated, and I am very happy that they didn't succeed to be members of parliament, that they, in fact, lost in elections. On the other hand, this party has very close links to some of those more radical right-wing people. And what I think didn't really happen, it is the deep investigation of those links and deep knowledge about this whole procedure.
Do you think that there's any point in Mr. Gross banning the patriotic Republican Party, which has skinhead sympathizers and, let's say, close links to some skinhead groups? Is there any point banning them on a political basis, and then the police and the court system generally being soft on neo-Nazi skinheads?
Yeah, you are right. I think it is a little bit disproportion between those two things. I think politically it was expressed that those groups are not welcomed in our system. On the other hand, it is quite slow and mild activity to stop them. But I feel it is not the question of police. I believe that what I missed in the first step, it is the activity of citizens. If we expect that all the problem could be solved by police, I think it's not correct.